The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's John Beilein. The Wolverines earned the number 8 seed in this week's Big Ten tournament after completing the conference season with a 10-8 record. Michigan will take on 9th seeded Illinois at noon Eastern time on Thursday. Coach Beilein, good morning.
Good morning.
Please start us out with a quick opening thought, and then we'll go straight to questions for you.
We're just thrilled with our win last night. Late night getting back, but so glad we're not playing on Wednesday, that we have a Thursday game. Gets a really good Illinois team that has been playing as good a basketball as anybody in the league in these last 3 weeks. So we know got a tough opponent. Really excited about another time to be in the Big Ten tournament. Washington, D.C. sounds like I think it's a great idea, and we're looking forward to playing this week.
Thank you, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please, Darla.
Your first question is from Larry Lee, Associated Press.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning.
I'm doing a story on Miles Bridges, and you're one of the teams that did a relatively good job of keeping him in check at 15 points each time. Curious, his skill set, what makes him, special? What did you guys do against him, and do you quietly root that he goes pro after his freshman season?
There was nothing special. He missed some open shots that he could have, that he probably makes all the other time. We did the best we could with him defensively, but the guys like this, any strategy that you do. If he can't pass, then you can double him, but he can pass. If he can't shoot, then you can stay off him, but he can shoot. If he can't put the ball on the ground, right, you can pressure him, but he can put the ball on the ground. There's not a defense that's going to stop him, and we didn't do anything other than you hope that you guard him enough and they don't miss some of the shots that he usually makes. And as far as a guy going pro, I'm never going to comment on that.
Fair enough. Thanks.
Yep.
Your next question is from Chad Listicat, Des Moines Register.
Morning, Coach. Wanted to ask about the middle of the Big Ten. And what may be a year-long at 10-8 there with Iowa, a team I cover, Michigan State, Northwestern. What would your case be for kind of that group with the NCAA selection committee?
I think what the committee does consider, I'm sure that they do, is improvement as the year goes on. Is that when you have a team like Iowa is a great example. You got a bunch of young guys all trying to figure it out early. They're going to have some good wins in the beginning, and they may drop a couple as they learn what college basketball is about. I think, in our case, it was great we went to the NCAA tournament last year. It was also bad because we had this feeling in our game, like with maybe Virginia Tech, down the stretch, we were just not good. There wasn't a sense of urgency that you need to have. The Iowas, the Illinois, these teams are, they just improve during the season. The good coaches get their teams to improve as the year goes on. Iowa's a perfect example of that, and as Illinois, that they just keep getting better and better. And by the end of the year, all the teams are similar, just some of them got knocked out early because they were still growing as they came to the grueling schedule of the Big Ten. So anybody can
appreciate
beat anybody is what I'm saying, and I'm sure the committee understands that. They're basketball guys. They get growth on a team.
Thank you very much.
Your next question is from Mark Snyder, Detroit Free Press.
Hey, John. When you look at the two Illinois games, I mean, they're so vastly different. Is it hard to kind of get a feel for how you match up?
Yeah, you know, I've only watched a couple of their games this morning that was not against us. I was saving that for the afternoon. Yeah, you can't really get anything on this one. Both teams played really well on their home court. And now we're neutral. And so expect a buzzer beater type of game, because I think both teams they have some experience. They have talented players. We both have talented players. John's got a great plan over there. So I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is we're going to do everything to get prepared to play a really good team that's really hot right now.
The biggest adjustment seemed like you made was handling the bigs a little better in the second game. Was that something that is the growth of your big guys defensively or something that you just changed game plan?
Both. I think both. At that time, I don't think we either picked up on how good their big men could shoot the ball. And they shot it really well. So at Illinois. So there was sometimes you're playing guys in different gaps as how you will close out on them. And if you are late to your close out there, they are going to put it right in your face. So that was a big thing. And Kipper Nichols was really good. He kept him in the game off the boards and really played well in the game in Champaign.
Thanks.
We got time for one more question from Scott Ritchie, please, Darla.
And your final question from Scott Ritchie, Champaign News Gazette.
Hey, Coach. Would you maybe consider your home win against Illinois maybe the start of the push you made at the end of the season? Just because it seemed like you guys had a lot of motivation to get that win after losing in Champaign and have played well since then.
Yeah, I'd have to look back at the season. I mean, it's possible. Whether it could have been a practice before or a practice after, it could have been one thing somewhere along the line. It could have been the loss before that that may have started things, and not necessarily the win. So it's tough to do that. It's still when you're in this season. All I know is that our team is has improved defensively, and I knew it would. The numbers that we were putting up defensively were astronomical. I've never seen anything like it. And so where we still have not become a super defensive team, we've improved dramatically there. And I would put it more on those things than, okay, that was the game that gave us confidence. That was a good game to beat Illinois at any time. We consider it a great win because it's such a good program.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. We appreciate your time. We'll see you in D.C.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.